Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's time to get things going here on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. I'm Chelsea Messenger, Din Day, and for Jenks. And we have plenty to get into today. We'll start with A.J. Brown up to his old tricks, or is he? Do you really need more context on some of his quotes? Is he right about the Eagles' offense? We'll get into that in this segment. Then we will get into what happened last night in the NBA. A bunch of stars either going off or getting hurt. And then later on in the show, we'll have our survivor picks, our power rankings, and of course, our plays for Thursday night football. Den, good morning. So let me ask you this. Are you an NBA guy? Because based on your bets, it's looking like you kind of enjoy yourself a little association.
Oh, yeah, I'm a hooper at heart. Not in reality because I'm like 5'10", but I'm a hooper at heart, Chelsea. So I love that we get to talk about the NBA, and I love that I get to bet on the NBA. I just wish they would announce their injured players a little bit earlier. I need my own personal Damon Jones. I would not have bet Milwaukee if I knew that Giannis, who is literally the center of my bet, was not going to play.
The NBA up to their old tricks once again. I feel like we need to like rent out Woj. Like what is Woj doing? Can you rent him out for a day and be like, hey, I need all the inside info on the games today just for one day?
I watched an interview. So he's at St. Bonaventure's now. He's running St. Bonaventure's basketball. And I watched an interview and they asked him, hey, do you miss this at all? And he looked deadpan in the camera and he was like, no. So I don't know if he would be helpful right now. He might steer me in the wrong direction. He would probably do what I do when I be working a radio show and somebody calls me for unsolicited fantasy advice, which is I just give them bad advice, just known bad advice. I'm like, I'm not a fantasy guy. You're calling into a non-fantasy show. I'm just going to give you poor advice.
Ah, well, that seems petty, but sometimes, hey, the NBA is a petty league. So
this league
feels about right. This league, man. I wanted to ask you about this because this was a big topic of conversation last night, because in my bet, which this had nothing to do with me losing my bet on the Knicks laying 3.5 against the Magic, but Paolo Banchero, which we talked about yesterday was his birthday. And I feel like a lot of people, a lot of casual bettors were on a Banchero's points prop yesterday. So he left with an injury after the first quarter. People were mad. And of course, some of these sports books are refunding prop bets. And they say, oh, injury insurance, we got you covered. Not all books do this. So of course, the people who bet with the books who don't have this insurance were really mad. And they're like, we need our money back. What's your take on this? I feel like as somebody who's been betting for a long time, this is part of the deal when you gamble on sports. Guys get hurt. It is sports. Get over it.
People are soft, man. You got on an injury insurance. What is injury insurance? That's for book. I can't imagine books give injury insurance away. Does BetMGM do injury insurance? Could I get insurance on my Giannis bet last night? Is that available? Can I take that up with somebody? I mean, if that's available to me, I will gladly take it. I think most people that take it are losers. But if I have the ability to take it, I will absolutely take it. You have to understand, this is if you're putting your money down, you are just It's dust in the wind, and you are hoping that, like a frisbee, it returns back to you. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You got to understand that coming into it. Ain't no injury insurance.
Well, it's like, where do you draw the line? Because you had a bet on the Bucks for the reason that you thought Giannis was playing, but it's not a Giannis prop. Because I think the only way that they refund bets, or I think they void them, is, which is basically the same thing, is if you had a player prop on said player. But obviously there's the butterfly effect and the trickle-down effect, where obviously Giannis is the star player for the Bucks, and usually if he's out, that is a huge difference when it comes to the full game. But I don't think they refund those bets.
No, they definitely don't. But betting the Bucks is basically betting a Giannis prop, because if it's Giannis or Kyle Kuzma, who filled in for Giannis, I mean, you know what I mean? I liked Kyle Kuzma when he was here. I think he's a fashionable dude, but he had 8 points last night in 30 minutes. So, like, it's very, very different. Giannis would have went for, like, 35 on this very bad Charlotte Hornets team.
Well, wasn't the case for me, because here's the thing. This is why the NBA, I feel like, is so tricky, because you would think if the Magic's best player leaves the game after the first quarter, that the Magic wouldn't stand a chance and they're not going to score as many points. Wasn't the case. They boat raced the Knicks. And to add insult to injury, Jalen Brunson left this game very late in the fourth quarter. This is not why the Knicks lost, on crutches. So not a great night at the Garden for Knicks fans. But it's been a great stretch. They came into this game winning seven straight and seven straight at home. So I knew that this trend would come to an end at some point. All right, Denton, run down your bets last night for us.
Yeah, so I went 2-1, though, with injury insurance. Maybe it's 2-0. We'll see about that. I lost the Bucks laying 5.5 at the Hornets. But at my guy Alex Sard, plus 240, had 10-plus rebounds. He had 11, so that was very, very nice. I was kind of tracking that game, because I don't know if we talked about this, Chelsea. I can't watch Wizards games, because guess who also doesn't have a deal with YouTube TV? The broadcaster of the Wizards. So that's fantastic for me. And then Victor Wembanyama, I mean, he hit this mark pretty easily. I went over 40.5 points, rebounds, assists. He cleared this. He played awesome. I mean, he had 31 for San Antonio last night just in the points department. And you know he gets his rebounds. So he hit this one pretty easily in the Spurs loss.
Did you see the court in that game? It looked like one of your drug rugs that you would wear.
Hey, San Antonio getting it right. There we go. I like it. I think you can buy them there.
Apache, like, well, yeah, you can buy them anywhere. If you go to, like, I don't even know the name of the store that you would get these anymore. Like, it used to be like Nature's Elements, and it would be like you can find, you know, those rain sticks that you turn over and it makes the rain noises, and like Apache sounds of the Midwest. Did you guys have a store in the mall like that? Like, we had one. It was, like, all, like, Indian stuff.
No. We had Gap. We had Abercrombie that sometimes had the rain noise falling. You know, this was back in, like, 2007 when everyone, you know, was in their jeans and, you know, doing all these poses and stuff. And you'd walk by and you could smell the Abercrombie. I'm like, they need to chill out with whatever scent they're going right now. It's blasting. We had a bunch of Hot Topics. I feel like you might be able to get one of the drug rugs at a Hot Topic.
Oh, it's a strange Venn diagram from, like, the people who, like, just are in it for the drugs, and then, like, the people who are, like, holistic. Like, that's the point that I'm trying to convey, is that we had this, like, I think Holistic is the name of the store. It was like a boutique store. It was not a chain. But that was the great thing about the mall, is that it wasn't just, like, the big name stores. It was just, like, random local stores. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, there was even like a National Geographic store where my mom was you can get an educational toy. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, the mall had such a hodgepodge and, like, random stores thrown in.
Yeah. Did you guys have a time? We had a Washington Redskins store at the mall. It was just all Redskins gear. It was great. You guys didn't have do you have a Titans one of those? It was literally like you'd walk out Titans, of JCPenney and then boom, it's right there.
Well, the Titans weren't here until 1997.
Yeah, my bad.
We had a bunch of Vol stuff. Go Vols. That was like the Walmart team here growing up, where even if you didn't go there, you can go to Walmart and buy their gear. All right. So let's get into this AJ Brown story, because it was a big one. And I did think that I follow a lot of broadcasters from, what is it, WIP? Because I think they're our Odyssey station. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting to hear the rainbow of takes when it came to this story. So here's what's going on. If you aren't, you know, up on it. So apparently AJ Brown was caught saying some things on a Twitch stream about the offense and saying, bro, do not add me in fantasy. This offense is basically trash. And so a lot of people kind of added this to the list of AJ Brown up to his old drama. And then he clarified himself, and he has not stepped down from this take. He has said, listen, I know we're winning, and I know it looks weird that I'm complaining, but the defense cannot keep carrying this team to wins. The offense needs to hold up their part of the bargain. And if you saw last game, you know, it was basically two big plays for the Eagles offense. And other than that, it was a bunch of nothing in that game against the Packers. So let me ask you, Den, after reading into like a little bit of context on what AJ Brown is complaining about, do you think he's warranted?
Well, he's not telling any lies. So in that instance, yes, he is warranted. First of all, nothing good has ever come with athletes hanging out with streamers late at night. You slip of the tongue, you call your offense an S show, you call your team an S show, and this is how we get in these situations. He says, don't take me in fantasy. Well, too late, guy. I drafted you 3 months ago. So where was this conversation back in August? That would have been really helpful for at least one person on this show. He is correct, though. The offense sucks. It's a boring offense.
Yeah.
And it's been a boring offense. And the fact that it's a boring offense with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Saquon Barkley, not even taking into consideration Dallas Goedert, who was hurt for a little bit, but now he's back in the action. The fact they could only score 10 points against Green Bay is laughable, because Carolina scored more than that, and they got a way worse offense. That comes down to play calling and execution and just being boring. I remember Drew Brees got shredded earlier this year because he came out and said, this offense is boring. And the Philly fans were like, yeah, well, we're winning, so what does it matter? Nah, man, this offense is boring. It's just not a fun offense to watch. And you have one of the great wide receivers in the NFL who is constantly telling you, like, hey, I want the football. I want to help. I want to do all of these things. This is not going to work. This is not sustainable. If the Packers played them in December when it was Toyotathon, and you know, Jordan Love goes crazy during like Toyotathon or Loveathon or whatever the hell it is, they would have lost that game because they don't have the magnitude of to put up the amount of points necessary. I mean, have you looked at the numbers of Saquon Barkley? He looks like a completely different player from what he was last year. They paid him a lot of money. A.J. Brown is on track to have a record low in receptions, yards, and touchdowns over the course of 16 games this season because they're just not throwing him the football very well. Devontae Smith's actually balling. I mean, he can't really complain. He got a couple 150-yard games in there. So he's doing pretty all right, but this is just a boring, boring offense. And until they get that situated, which I don't think that they will this year because it really comes down to the person calling the plays, they're going to have an early exit. So he's right when he says that. I just can't believe he's saying it for what feels like now the fifth year in a row.
Right. I think if it was any other player saying this, it wouldn't have the connotation that it does. It's just when people hear, oh, AJ Brown had some comments, they're like, oh, brother, here we go again. He's being dramatic. But listen, I do think there is some good to this. There is some good in the fact that he is still competitive and he still wants his offense to perform. Because here's the thing. When you talk about the Eagles, a team that just won a Super Bowl, the standard is going to be higher. Like some of these other teams, you know, that have won a bunch of games, like say the Colts, which I know they don't have any problems with their offense. I feel like they're happy to be there. And they're like, wow, look at our record compared to last year. But when you're the Eagles and you expect to be one of the best teams in the NFL, like the standard is higher. So, of course, you're not going to be happy when you see these offensive numbers where I think it was first like through the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season, you look at the offensive stats for the Eagles and they were in the bottom along with like the Titans and the Cardinals and, you know, the Browns. Like statistically speaking, and that's why like we'll do our power rankings later, but earlier in the season it was really hard for me to look at the Eagles and be like, yeah, this is a top five team.
So I'm looking these numbers up right now to find where Philadelphia is, and they are low. Not like bottom of the floor. You know, they have some separation between your Titans and the Browns.
They've
and the Raiders
better.
And the Steelers, yeah. But not a lot. I mean, they're still very much bottom half of the NFL right now, just barely getting over 300 yards a game. With all that talent and all of those resources financially pouring into the offense. I mean, think about it. A.J. Brown's on a long-term deal. He's one of the highest-paid wide receivers. Saquon Barkley, you basically reset the market with. Jalen Hurts, when he was paid, you basically reset the market with. DeVonta Smith is the highest paid number two wide receiver. Dallas Goedert is a really, really good player. He's not up there with the highest paid tight ends, but you're putting a lot of money in for your tight end. And you look at everyone on their offensive line that they're paying a lot of money to. You know, they're checking a lot of boxes in terms of who we're paying. Your core is there. They're just not performing. And it eventually, like, it's very clearly not the players. It's not like A.J. Brown is dropping passes. It's not like Saquon Barkley is just completely falling on his rear end and doesn't know where to find the hole or the gap that he's supposed to run through. This is on coaching. And the this is what happens when you lose an offensive coordinator. They lose Kellen Moore, who's now the head coach of the Saints, and they just have not been able to find the identity and the execution that they had last year. The same thing happened when they lost Shane Steichen. So this is the punishment of being a good football team in the NFL.
Yeah. I just think that even, you know, if you take away all the numbers, just the eye test. Last year, the Eagles were the most dominant team in the NFL. Do you remember the Super Bowl? They boat raced, you know, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Right. And even going back to that game against the Commanders, it felt like the Eagles were scoring 40 points a game, even against the best competition in the NFL. So this year feels like a very stark contrast, and the players are not that different. That's what it feels like to me. All right, coming up next, we get into some of the biggest takeaways from last night in the NBA. It's next on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back for more. Let's talk some hoops. In this segment, you'll get your basketball fill with the biggest storylines coming out of the NBA last night and a little sprinkle of the WNBA. And here's what I mean by that, because obviously the WNBA not going on right now, but Caitlin Clark is still turning heads, but on the golf course. So didn't Day and for Jenks today, didn't I just directed you to watch some of these highlights from Caitlin Clark playing at the Annika Pro-Am in the last few days? My goodness, like when you see some of these putts that she hits, it's kind of not surprising considering that she hits all these logo threes where you're like, okay, the hand-eye coordination is clearly there, the accuracy, it all makes sense. But one of these putts she hit, it looks like a putt that would have been impressive on the PGA Tour. Caitlin Clark is at it again.
I mean, she is ridiculous. That long ball accuracy in both basketball and golf is crazy impressive. I'm glad that she's getting to play in these sorts of events, because I know she's talked about for a long time really loving golf in a very similar way to Steph Curry. So it's cool to see her out there. I do wonder if Fever fans are like, hey, like, you were, how's the lower body right now, because you didn't play at the end of last year because of that, and you're out here playing golf. But I saw that her teammates were out there as well. I think Lexi Hull and Sophie Cunningham were out there too, and it's nice that they get to go hang out. You're a golfer now, so like, do you judge her swing? Can you accurately be like, hey, I think she needs to work on this, you know, shift the hands, do these sorts of things? I don't golf. I mean, I mini golf, but that becomes hockey after a certain amount of holes.
See, I'm not an actual golfer. I have never played a full round of golf, but we live on a golf course, so we play these like three holes over and over again because we can just walk out and like play on the course. So like, I've played a lot of golf, but not consecutively. So I wouldn't say that I'm an authority on anything. And here's the other thing where I think social media has kind of skewed people's view of things, where it's like, your swing off the tee means more than anything. Like, you want to look so powerful and strong, and your backswing needs to be perfect. But at the end of the day, your swing doesn't really matter. Like, the way that it looks, it's very similar to like baseball, like delivery when you're pitching. Who cares what it looks like as long as you're throwing strikes and you're throwing fast? Like, we see some guys on tour that have weird swings, which I don't know what Matt Wolf is doing these days. He kind of had a precipitous fall off, but like, he has a weird swing. As long as it goes to the place where you're supposed to be putting it, swing doesn't matter as much. But that was like my first reaction when I saw Caitlin Clark's swing off the tee, is that her backswing was not as powerful as I thought it was going to be. But like, her short game is incredible.
Incredible. I feel like, you know, the chipping is also nice, but I've seen Charles Barkley swing, and he performs better than I do. The swing is ugly. It looks like it actually looks like it hurts him. He's fixed it now, but we all remember the it takes like six different torques to get that body, that round body of his moving, the round mound of rebound.
Well, I mean, that's a huge step below what I'm talking about. Because, like, if you're looking at her swing, like, most people be like, oh, that's a great swing. It's just, I have these really high expectations because she's Caitlin Clark. And, like, she does all these incredible things. And I knew that she played golf. But, again, like, some of these putts that she made, it's not surprising. So, it's funny to see the parallels between her and Steph Curry. Because we all know Steph Curry is really good at golf. So, this is what I would be thinking of. I know Adam Silver is like kind of busy with like the betting allocations, but I feel like it would be cool to see like the match five or whatever like installment we're on, where it's Caitlin Clark v Steph Curry. And of course, Caitlin Clark would get to hit off the women's tees, but that would be a fun matchup.
That'd be great PR to push the gambling stuff and the scandals to the back. Be like, hey, I know there's a bunch of weird things happening, but here's Steph Curry and Caitlin Clark.
And you can bet on it and use our promo code. So, but it is something that I would like to see. And at the end of the day, like, more press for these WNBA players, especially, which I have not been following their beef with the commissioner quite as much as I think some other people. But like, the more press they can get off the court, because I think the claim is that she's saying, oh, the WNBA made Caitlin Clark, which is very stupid. Caitlin Clark was an absolute icon at Iowa. So I think this goes in the favor of the WNBA players and maybe some more leverage in some of those negotiations. All right, well, speaking of Steph Curry, Steph had a huge night last night, scoring 46 points on the Spurs in the Warriors 125-120 win. Sometimes I see these numbers from the superstars, and then we had like a big night from several of the superstars, including Nikola Jokic, scoring 55 points in a Nuggets win. Some of these don't really surprise me, though. Like, you know, when you get to that level of superstardom where you're like, oh, Nikola Jokic, he scored 55. What's new? But I was kind of surprised to see Steph scoring 46, especially on a Spurs team that, of course, has some great defensive pieces. But Steph still got it. Like, I know he's getting older, but it's just proof that, I don't know, the baby face kind of matches the game.
Yeah, the baby face assassin. I don't know how much you can call him a baby face now that he has facial hair. Like, it worked really well when he couldn't grow facial hair because that was relatable to most men out there, not this guy. But I think what he did last night, first of all, Victor Wembanyama got to be in hell every time he sees Steph Curry because he got him last night. He gets him in the Olympics. Like, it is just pain whenever he sees the devil known as Curry, as the French broadcasters called it, walking into the arena. You know, Golden State had issues entering this game. There's some mm-hmm. odd friction going on inside that locker room, to the point where Jimmy Butler was talking about everybody needs to lock in for the greater good, and Draymond Green was talking about everybody needs to lock in for the greater good. If you're talking about the greater good in November, things are not going well inside that locker room, but much can be masked when you have the greatest shooter of all time. And now he's climbing records, Chelsea. He breaks a tie mm-hmm. with Kevin Durant as the ninth most 40 plus point games performances in NBA history. That was his 73rd last night. And if he's doing that now, I can't imagine he's going to be stopping anytime in the near future, which means he's only going to ascend up and up that list. I love watching him play, right, though. It's just so much fun.
Yeah, and here's another record to add to the list. He now trails Michael Jordan by one game for the most 40-point games after turning 30. So it feels like he is not riding off into the sunset just yet. And here's the thing. Like, I think it's extremely helpful when you have a superstar on a team that is unproblematic, where it's never Steph Curry who's the issue. And I know that the Warriors have had their share of issues, cough, cough, Draymond Green, punching teammates in the face, getting all these technical fouls. But I do think it is a steadying anchor, you know, for a team when you have somebody like that that's been such a fixture who also speaks with his game.
I am so fascinated by that relationship. The Steph and the Draymond, because you would think, just knowing what we know about Draymond and just knowing what we know about Steph, those guys would not be friends. But here they are, very friendly with each other, obviously. They put years of work in. They're one of the greatest. They put together some of the greatest teams in recent modern day NBA history. But I'm just like, I'm so interested by how that dynamic works, because Draymond Green, in a lot of instances, just does whatever he wants. There's not a lot of pullback on it. They try and, you know, hey, Draymond, don't do that, and we're going to keep him level-headed. It's never worked. I haven't seen a time where he's been level-headed. And then you get Steph, who does none of these things. I mean, he's like cursed at an official twice in his NBA career. He's thrown a mouthpiece once. That's like the worst of his crimes in the NBA. Meanwhile, Draymond Green is literally trying to compete in UFC events at midcourt, and they just kind of coexist together. It's a fascinating dynamic that has led to some great teams, but I am dying to know. I love this sort of stuff. Like, I love, like, getting behind, you know, getting the behind the scenes action and behind the scenes stuff. That relationship, though, has puzzled me for years.
Well, I think it speaks to how good of a coach Steve Kerr is, right? And speaking of, like, he learned from one of the best to ever do it at managing personalities, and that is Phil Jackson. Because remember, there was a relationship with the Lakers where it was Shaq and it was Kobe, and it wasn't exactly BFF and singing Kumbaya, you know, around the campfire at the time. So I think it's one of those things where I bet Steve Kerr probably called Phil Jackson a few times. Because, like, think about that. It feels very similar. What do you do in this situation? And Phil Jackson said in his book that, like, half of coaching in the NBA is managing personalities, and this is exactly that.
He got those notes on Dennis Rodman. Hey, Phil, what did you do when you saw your power forward in a dress? How did you handle that? Or Phil, what did, when he called and said, I'm in Vegas for the next 72 hours because we don't have a game for 4 days, how did you handle that? I'm going to try and use some of that with the Draymond Green experience. I do feel like the Warriors, though, are a really good team when everybody is locked in. Like, Jimmy Butler is like a perfect 1B. You know, Steph obviously is 1A. They got a bunch of young pieces on that roster. That game was a lot of fun to watch last night. Now, it didn't quite impress me, as crazy as this sounds, Chelsea. It didn't quite impress me as much as Jokic did, because that guy is must-watch television every single night. We were talking yesterday about how Cade Cunningham had the best worst performance that you've ever seen because he missed 31 shots. Jokic got 55 points on 23 shots last night. Like, mathematically, that doesn't even seem possible. For the entire month of November, he's shooting 73% from the floor. I have no idea how he continues to amaze me, but he finds new ways every single year. I mean, we're on the verge. If Denver wins another championship, Chelsea, he is firmly implanted in the greatest players of all time. Like, he's already, you know, approaching the top 10. That's what happens when you win three MVPs. But if he wins another championship and a fourth MVP, you're putting him in conversations, as hilarious as this sounds, because aesthetically it does not work, but you're putting him in conversations as one of the greatest players to ever step on the floor.
I don't even think that's a hot take. Like, for somebody who's averaging a triple-double, and maybe you look at those shooting percentages and you're like, okay, he's a big man. But look at his percentage. He's even a good three-point shooter. Like, I think he averages 36% from the three-point line for his career, which is pretty damn good for a big. And then you look at his percentages from the free-throw line, which is very helpful when you're a post player, and he's averaging 85% this season. So he is an efficient shooter. And here's the other thing. Like, some of the things that aren't even included in the stat line, like, I understand assists are a part of it, but, like, you've seen some of his passes. Like, the fact that he feels like the most well-rounded player out there, where he's making these no-look passes, he's setting up his teammates, and it's just this ho-hum mentality where he's like, oh, yeah, I scored 55 points. Time to FaceTime my horses. where I think maybe that goes into it, just because he's not, you know, over the top, and he's not bragging about his games. But again, like, if there's ever a perfect example of somebody that lets the game do the talking, it's Nikola Jokic, and the fact that he has just been so dominant, and it feels like every aspect of the game.
It's so much. He is, if you were to make a list of must-watch athletes that are currently playing, you'd probably put, like, Mahomes and Josh Allen in there in the NFL. But I would say definitively, the two players that you need to be in front of a television in the NBA when they're playing are Steph Curry, the man we just talked about, and Nikola Jokic, the guy that we are talking about now. If he is on prime time, whether it's Peacock, Amazon, ESPN, NBA TV, like whatever installment of prime time you have to subscribe to and pay your dollar to, if he's on that, you have to be in front of the television, because on literally a Wednesday night, he goes for 55, shooting 78.3% from the floor.
Do you think it hurts the NBA as a league that a lot of their best players are on the West Coast? Like,
definitely.
I understand there are people who live on the West Coast, but, like, as for a lot of us who have to wake up early, and I understand most people aren't waking up at 3:45 like we are, but, like, some of these games, people can't stay up and watch. And I do think, you know, if the casual fan isn't going to stay up and watch, you know, games till midnight, it hurts the league because they're not seeing this in real time.
It does. You know, that game last night tipped off at, I think it was scheduled to tip off at 10:30, you know, so probably tipped off at like 10:37 or something like that, East Coast time. I mean, that's very tough to stay up and watch if you are just a normal person and you have a 9-to-5 and maybe your commute. I love the people that have a commute of like 10 minutes, although I guess that's kind of me now. But I, you know, for a while I had a commute of like an hour, and I'm like, I can't stay up to watch these sorts of things if I then have to drive an hour to work. Like, if you're just a regular person with that kind of commute, you can't watch these guys. As funny as it is to, you know, stay up and watch like Shaq and Chuck and all these dudes who, there's added, you know, reason to stay up, you're not doing that. So with LeBron and Luka out west, and, you know, Nikola Jokic out west, among all of the other Steph Curry and all the other superstars, it is very, very difficult.
I think that is the toughest part for me personally, is that, like, the NBA is exciting, and even in the regular season, like, look at all the stats we had last night, and you talk about, like, must-watch players. We haven't even mentioned Wemby, who I think is my number one must-watch player, just simply because he's new to the spotlight, and it just feels like, physically and visually speaking, like, watching him play, it feels like, this has to be AI, right? Like, you know, when you're scrolling Instagram, you see something, you're like, this can't be real. Like, that's what it feels like watching Wemby have the handles that he does at his height.
I hate falling for AI videos. When we get back, I think I'm going to share the AI trick that I fall for the most, and it gets me every single time, but I can't stop watching it.
I just always think of Stephen Hawking doing extreme sports. I am very aware that is fake, but I still watch it. All right, coming up next, we'll get to some college football news after the break on The Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, where were we on a Thursday, November 13th? Din day in for Jenks. I'm Chelsea Messenger. So we've talked a little NBA. We've done a little Eagles drama. So in this segment, we will get to our power rankings in the NFL. But first, a little sprinkle of college football. So, Din, we know you are a college football guy. And some of the fallout from this Brian Kelly firing situation at LSU has been pretty comical to me. And we knew this is kind of how things go in like the state of Louisiana, where everything is entangled. And, you know, the governor and whoever is involved in everything when it comes to the football program. But they currently, LSU is offering buyout deals to Brian Kelly, which he is rejecting. So how do you think this ends? Like, because right now it feels like there are a lot of moving pieces. There's a lot of, you know, litigation and negotiating. But how do you think this ends for Brian Kelly?
With $54 million, the way that it should end for Brian Kelly. Now, I want to make one thing very clear. He stinks. I have not heard a single good thing about him. I think he's a good football coach, but not a great football coach. And I would like to reiterate, I have not heard a single good thing about him, especially after the firing, but even before the firing. You know, after the firing, you know, people will come and they'll start to take their shots because you don't have power anymore. But even before the firing, with that said, if he signed a contract for $95 million, which he did, and then he got fired just a few years into that contract, which he allegedly did, heavy emphasis on allegedly nowadays, he should get the buyout money that is owed on that contract, which is $54 million. And if I was in Brian Kelly's position, I would be getting every single penny of that $54 million. You know what the biggest difference is, Chelsea, between either $25 million or $30 million compared to $54 million? It's a whopping $24 million. And there is not a soul on earth that's going to be like, yeah, I'm okay giving $24 million away to somebody that fired me and then tried to throw some smut on my name. What's crazy is, if he really wanted to, according to this lawsuit, he could show up at practice today, because he's basically alleging that they never really fired him, or that Scott Woodward didn't have the power to fire him. which means if he really wanted to, he could walk into the facility. That badge card better still be working, buddy. No Jamal Adams on that one. He can walk into the facility and be like, all right, guys, everybody on the line.
That would be wild. And honestly, I'm kind of rooting for that, even though I don't think that's going to happen. But like, I think it boils down to just what the contract says, right? If he has a good agent slash lawyer, I know most agents are probably lawyers, but like my point being is that, you know, it's right there in the contract. And, you know, it is a legally binding document. So if the contract says that he gets a certain amount of money, he is going to get a certain amount of money unless they find some type of a loophole, which I haven't heard anything. So I do think he's going to get all of it.
He's going to get all of it. The loophole would have to be like, it'd have to be crazy deep, because the way that he got fired was that they wanted to fire somebody else. And then allegedly he and the athletic director got into a massive verbal altercation that resulted in Brian Kelly instead being fired. And then they also fired the then offensive coordinator. They wanted to fire the OC. Brian Kelly was going to fall on the sword, despite the fact that we had literally like 12 hours prior seen him yelling and screaming at the OC, telling him to do a better job when they were getting their, you know, their asses handed to him at Texas A&M or versus Texas A&M. But it was an altercation that led to him being fired. It felt very petty and very personal in the moment. And that is the problem with LSU. That's why Scott Woodward got canned, is that it felt like there was some personal stuff in there, but that personal stuff is now costing the university $54 million. And there's not a soul on the planet that you are going to keep around if they're costing you $54 million. That's too deep in the red. There's no amount of personality that's going to save you if you're costing them $54 million.
Well, and if you're looking for personality, it's not coming from Brian Kelly.
Right, or Scott Woodward, for that matter.
Right, but here's the other thing. I felt like no matter how this ended, whenever it ended, it was going to be contentious. Like, you can tell by the way that Brian Kelly handles, like,
everything.
Criticism. Right, like, he just doesn't handle adversity well. So, like, I knew that it was going to be contentious. I knew that he was not going to take this laying down. And that's exactly how it sounds like things are going currently in Baton Rouge. All right, so let's switch gears to the NFL, because we got some power ranking to do.
Jinx and Chelsea tell you who has the power.
This is a power struggle.
After the weekend in the NFL.
Best team ever.
All right, so since Jinx is overseas covering the Commanders, Denton is in. And we're going to give you our top five teams in the NFL. So, Den, I'm going to let you start here. And before you get into it, what goes into your criteria? Is this simply an eye test thing, or do you look at numbers? Do you project things and say, okay, this team doesn't have the record, but I've watched them, and I think they're one of the best teams? Or is it based on just numbers alone?
It's definitely more eye test and projections than it is, you know, numbers and statistics. The NFL is a week-to-week league. You're going to lose football games. Sometimes you're going to get blown out in some football games that you should not be getting blown out in. But in watching and seeing the context of the game, you know, sometimes it makes a little bit more sense. Keep that in mind in a few picks here. I'm going to start with number five. I got the Detroit Lions. They beat up on the Commanders, which is pretty self-explanatory because everybody is beating up on the Commanders. I really like a lot of what they have on their roster. I still think defensively they have a little bit of some holes, some issues, but with Aiden Hutchinson, he can mask a lot of those things. And offensively, they're just so stacked at every single position. And Jahmyr Gibbs is really starting to play well. Amon-Ra St. Brown is really starting to play well. I mean, he's an all-time all-pro narrative shifter, and the fact that he got on a podcast and said that he actually did hit Daron Payne when he said on Sunday that he did not hit Daron Payne and basically tried to victim blame or make himself this victim, like he didn't cause the problem and the NFL is going to do nothing about it, which is ridiculous, but whatever. I like the Lions here at number five. At four, I got the Kansas City Chiefs. Obviously, with Patrick Mahomes, it feels like they're starting to turn a corner a little bit offensively. Defensively, they're really well coached. Obviously, Steve Spagnuolo is one of the best in the business at coaching up a good defense. So I got Kansas City at number four. I got Buffalo at number three. And I know they got waxed by Miami, this weekend, but I'm expecting a big time bounce back from Buffalo. And I would argue right now that, you know, Josh Allen is playing at a really, really high level. Didn't look it against Miami, but they should have won that football game. They had opportunities to win that football game and they just weren't able to execute. I'm expecting a big bounce back this week from Buffalo. So I'm still respecting the Bills and I still got them at number three. And then I got the Seahawks at number two, Chelsea, and the Rams at number one. It is an NFC West party at the top of my power rankings. These two teams, they can get after the passer. They can throw the football as well as anybody. And then stunningly, not so much for Seattle, but stunningly for Los Angeles, their defensive backs are playing at a really high level. The reason I put the Rams over the Seahawks is because right now Matthew Stafford is, I would say, the MVP of the league. So I'm going to give him just a little bit of a nudge, and what they did to San Francisco this weekend was unbelievable. But I like the two NFC West teams at the top of my power rankings.
Yeah, so massive game this weekend as the Rams and the Seahawks play each other. That should be must-see TV for you and for most people who are fans of the NFL. All right, as for me, I'm going to go with the Rams as my top team for all the reasons that you mentioned, Matt Stafford playing like an MVP. And plus, if we are projecting this onto the postseason, I still trust Matt Stafford and Sean McVay implicitly, to where some of these teams who have come on strong this season, like, I still have questions about them in the postseason just because they haven't proven it. And then on the same wavelength, number two, I'm going to go Kansas City. Still a great defense, still Patrick Mahomes, and it feels like the offense has actually found something over the last few weeks. And then we get to one of those upstart teams. I'm going to go Patriots at number three, just because what we've seen and the stretch where I keep doubting the Patriots, I say, okay, you know, this line doesn't make a ton of sense. The Patriots getting 2.5 has to be the other way, has to be Tampa Bay. That was a big road win for a young Patriots team. And now it feels like Mike Vrabel has figured out, hey, maybe I should use Travion Henderson. He's pretty damn good. So Patriots at three. Speaking of playmakers, got the Lions at four. Jahmyr Gibbs is a blur. Jared Goff, I think, has the second best quarterback rating in the NFL right now as well. And I think people love to forget about him as well, but still a veteran quarterback who's great at pulling the strings for that offense. And five, this one I had some contention with because I was like, okay, do I go Colts here or do I go Eagles here? But again, if I'm in the mindset of who do I trust more in the postseason and who, like, if somebody give me like $50 to put on like a postseason future to win the Super Bowl, like, who are my top five teams? So I'm going to go with the Eagles here. I still think they figured out offensively speaking, and their defense, man, has it been lights out. So I think the Eagles have that trait where it's, they know how to win, and even if it's a close game, they're going to pull it out at the end. So Eagles are rounding out my top five. But Dan, let me ask you, do you think the Colts should be in our top five or at least get a mention?
Honestly, no, I do not. I am kicking myself for not mentioning the Patriots as you did. I think your ranking of the Patriots is really, really strong. If I'm ranking the Colts, I mean, maybe they're seventh or eighth, but I'm a big believer, Chelsea. If you get an honorable mention, you get one honorable mention. I hate these lists that have like 12 honorable mentions. Like, buddy, just make a cutoff, all right? Like, we don't need to do all this. Everyone's included here. This is a list of the top whatever. So I'm a fan of one honorable mention. And for me, that would be the New England Patriots. I don't know, maybe I should have swapped them with the Lions. But I like the Colts. They're playing well. They have another MVP candidate with Jonathan Taylor. I'm excited to see what Sauce Gardner is going to look like when he has a couple of weeks in this defense under his belt. But I still have I'm still got some Daniel Jones questions. And when you look at some of these other teams, I think a lot of it does, you know, kind of fall on the quarterback. You know, if you look at all of our teams, all of these teams are really trustworthy quarterbacks. And I'm not fully there yet with Daniel Jones.
Well, and plus we've seen little flashes of it where I know that the Colts continue to win, but like there have been some games in which Daniel Jones has not looked flawless. Right.
He's coming
back. Like, that's the thing. Like, he doesn't necessarily have to be flawless. It's just the narrative is already out there. It's similar to when Sam Darnold had that bad playoff game. It's like, okay, you had a whole great season. Who cares? One bad game? I told you it's Sam Darnold from the Jets. Which feels a little unfair. And maybe I should have mentioned the Seahawks. They're really good, but I think this weekend will say a lot about if the Seahawks team is for real, because that's the thing. If you're talking about power rankings in the top five teams in the NFL, you need to show it against the best teams across the league and not just beat up on, you know, some of the cellar dwellers. All right, coming up next, it's a Thursday, which means it's time to give out some plays for Thursday Night Football. Jets, Patriots, big spread. Maybe we got some props. It's next on the Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.